Hello, everyone, and welcome to Islands on the Air. I have in the studio here with me the executive director, Rafael de la Durante, from the Maison de Jeunes. Hello, Rafael.
Hey, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. Interesting project that you have, phase two of the Rock Room. So before we get into the phase two of it, what was involved in phase one? What was the inspiration of the project? How did the project come about?
So the Maison des Jeunes, where I'm at, is in Havre-Aubert. There are three on the archipelago. And the kids there had a certain affinity with music. I felt it from the get-go. When I joined my position in 2019, I could see that there was such an interest, but we had zero to none. There was no instruments on the spot. And whenever we'd have an activity with the Maison des Jeunes here on the Central Island, there would be a keyboard and the kids would run to it and I'd be like, okay, come on, this is a no-brainer. I need to have a piano at La Maison des Jeunes. When Christmas came, I offered one. The CA, we went ahead and bought a piano for the kids. And instant success. Oh my God. The kids were playing the intro to Evil Women by ELO, you know, like over and over. And like, oh yeah, I know this song. I'm like, really? You know this song at your age? That's amazing. I love it. And at the same time, a friend of mine in Montreal was letting go a drum set, like a semi-professional drum set. And I said, listen, I want it. He's like, you're all the way over there and I'm all the way over here. How are you going to make this happen? Set it aside for me. I'm going to make it happen. And the drums came in January.
Fantastic.
So we had a piano and a drum set. And then, I don't know, one thing led to the other. I spoke to another director of a Maison des Jeunes in Gaspésie that had like an envelope given to him to build a music room. And I'm like, this has to happen. I'm a musician. I play drums. I was in a band on tour for a couple of years. I mean, music got me through my teenage years. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be speaking with you here today. So I thought it was something really important to bring to the kids and to push that passion further. So I built a project. I dropped it at Communauté Maritime des Îles de la Madeleine. They were all in. I contacted a couple of other partners. COVID was kind of like coming in when they received that on their desks. So some didn't go ahead because they didn't think it was the time to do so. We still decided with the CA to go ahead because we had a pretty good amount from La Communauté Maritime. They gave us $15,000 to put that project together. It was an original budget of around $32,000 for all the equipment. And we put up, we soundproofed the room.
Wow.
There was a lot of work involved, and then with all the equipment and all that stuff, and we launched it, that phase one. It was available to the kids when we reopened physically for a short period of time in October, and they were like, oh my God, this gear, you know? Like, we went ahead, obviously, we have an alarm system, and we have some cameras and all that weren't budgeted originally that we had to put in because we just wanted to protect our investment, and the kids were just like, oh my God, this guitar, oh my God, this amp, and what's going on, you know? Like, was it like a fairy tale? And so I thought, you know what? We're going to launch this officially. And we did in November. And we contacted, obviously, CFIM, Le Radar. We contacted, everybody, the politicians. You know, Mr. Mayor came over. Somebody from the Cabinet de Joël Arsenault came over. And they witnessed, obviously, the teens that were there and how it drove them to be in that environment. And, you know, oh my God, I want to have a band. I want to write songs. I want to learn new stuff. And so they were, obviously, Communauté Maritime was super happy to have participated in the project. And then Le Cabinet de Joël Arsenault extended an olive branch and they said, listen, we didn't take part in the first phase because we didn't visualize exactly where you were going with this, but we want to be there for the second phase.
Nice.
So that's pretty much what led to
the phase two of it. So it's, wow,
yeah.
That's fantastic. I mean, what a perfect position for yourself. You have the experience, you have the rock, the everything with it, and then to be able to show that to kids and to teenagers and to people to be able to express themselves through music is just super fantastic.
It gives so much to people. Obviously, music is super important here. Like, it's important everywhere, but two out of three people on the islands here play music in some type of form. which is impressive. And that statistic blew me away before I started this project. I knew it was like a sensitive, like it was something that was of importance for people that were here. And so with the experience that I have obviously accumulated, I just thought, you know, let's put two and two together and make this happen for these kids because they're interested as well. But sometimes, you know, I think I want to learn to play guitar, but mom and dad are not going to buy me a guitar if I'm not sure to like it. So what That's we're right. going to do is put an amazing guitar in your hands that will make you want to play, you know, not the kind of guitar that will give you blisters because the strings are 6 inches above the neck. You know what I mean? Like yeah. something that's fun to manipulate and that'll give you an idea of what is a good instrument to play on or learn on. And then on top of having the good instruments, we hired a new animateur who right. has a bachelor's degree in jazz interpretation at Concordia.
Wow.
He's one of the best contrabass, cello
players.
Cello player in Quebec.
Wow.
So he's moved to the islands full time. And so we were very fortunate to have him in our team. Like he will do animation, but then at the same time, he'll do some one-on-ones with the kids while they're there to teach him, you know, the parts. He plays drums, he plays piano, he plays bass. Obviously,
plays everything. Like,
yeah, he plays everything. So it's an amazing resource. And prior to us closing down again in December, like we were on track. Like people, like the tracks were, like songs were being learned, you know, and the interest was there. I'm visualizing a show eventually because that's a whole other thing that mm-hmm. I want to go into. Like talent shows were a big yeah. thing in the past here.
Very.
And it's dormant. Like it's not really happening anymore. Like for all the, you know, the Havre Robert had their talent show and then Fatima had their talent show and then Grande Entrée had, like, there was all mm-hmm. these cultural, like, here's what we do over here, you know? And I want to bring that back. That'd be amazing.
That would be super amazing to bring that back because there's so much culture. There's so much. Music is such a huge part of Madaleno life. Like it's quite impressive.
And I saw like flyers for theater shows and comedy shows and like pretty much everything in between music and everything else. So there's a lot of performance. I think that it's a difficult thing to talk about right now with the context, but eventually in the short or medium term, that'd be pretty cool to bring it back.
It would be very much. So you moved into phase two.
Yep.
So that's where you are now. The rock room is created. The rock room is going. Everything is going well. So what is phase two? What?
When I launched the phase one with the media and the politicians on board, I said that there was going to be three phases for this project. The second phase was going to be a phase where we're going to get some equipment to do some recording. And the third phase was going to be a phase where we're going to be touching on the other jobs or positions that go with the culture but aren't necessarily tied into playing an instrument because, you know, someone can love music but might not have the patience or talent or interest to pick up a guitar or a bass or drumsticks and be like, okay, I want to learn, you know, like I'll listen to it, but I might not play it. So, you know, you could do some sound engineering, recording, mise en scène, like there's so many things you could do around
oh my gosh, of course there's so much,
you know, so publicizing, distributing, like all these things that are going to tie into stuff that we're going to do at the rock room. So obviously Le Cabinet de Joël Arsenault heard that call for second phase, and so we went ahead and budgeted a second phase, which is around $8,500.
Great.
And we got another soundboard, more for recording purposes. We got some better microphones, you know, to like either record individually or the whole room as a whole. It's not a proper recording studio because like all the treatment, like here is sound, like these studios here are soundproofed amazingly. There's the windows separating the booths and all that. We don't have that.
Right.
But we have the equipment to record demos. Like if the kids okay. learn a song and they want to hear how they sound, we can record that without any problem. And, you know, they can learn from their mistakes and better their performances or all that stuff. So Le Cabinet de Joël Arsenault gave us a $3,500 donation basically for that project over our $8,500, and that permitted us to buy the computer in that room. Because that was we were missing. That's like the central thing in recording right now. That's You'll do it straight to a computer. So we got the computer, the accessories, some software for recording. Great. Basically.
Well, I mean, that's if you have the artists and if you have people wanting to make music, you need to have something to be able to record it on.
Yep, totally.
So that's nice. So after phase two, like once you have some music and some people, some things recorded. Are you going to upload these online for people to listen to, or?
It's definitely part of the plan. I mean, you know, last year we did a 8-episode series of podcasts with kids from Les Îles de la Madeleine, but also one from Gaspésie that answered the call, and all that's up on SoundCloud. On SoundCloud, our 8 shows.
Great.
So we have our account over there. Totally possible that we would upload the music coming out of the rock room to that to that page.
For sure.
And then also Antoine Valiquette, who's from CFEM, interviewed me a bit like you're doing today. And at the end of our interview, he said, you know, what better place than a regional radio station to play music done by local artists? And I'm like, listen, if you're opening the door, there's a big chance that if something is, you know, like it comes out of that, we'll have our listeners give it a go.
Nice. Looking forward to that. Something else that you had mentioned earlier when we were chatting as a new project that you have coming up. Hopefully it'll be able to happen with the new restrictions of zone yellow and a little bit later when it gets a bit warmer for outside.
Yep.
Showing some movies.
Some movies. That was the name of my project. Showing some movies. So I pitched to Projet FAIS, which was Fonds d'aide aux initiatives sociales, a project that was called the Cinéparc de l'avenir. Because that's what Maison des Jeunes, my place, is called, L'Avenir.
That's right.
And so it was basically getting the equipment to be able to project movies outside, you know, buying licenses, being, you know, like totally lawful, respecting everything that needs to be done to do a public showing, and inviting people from the community outside. Obviously outside, I remember last year I played a show on a beach. There was 250 people there and it was fine. So I'm kind of like crossing my fingers that we're heading towards that again. Behind La Maison des Jeunes to do that setup and, you know, use the sound system from the rock room and, you know, show a movie a month. I'm hoping that we show 3 movies in French and 1 in English.
Nice.
Because I prefer watching my movies in English. I you know, there's no way that I can't do dubbing. Anyways.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
That's my opinion. I want to hear Harrison Ford. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to be showing some movies and inviting people from the community, families, and the teens will be running the show.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good time.
Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, summer's coming up, the warmer weather's coming.
Oh yeah.
A little bit of music, a little bit of film.
I was aiming to do the test at the end of March. That's what was originally planned. Mm-hmm. And obviously we got winter all in 1 week. With like a pretty good accumulation. So I don't think the land's gonna be dry enough for it to happen at that time.
Right.
But you know, like we're aiming as soon as, you know, basically the floor dryness is going to be my indicator on this one.
That's right.
When it's possible to sit on the floor, you know, you'll hear from us.
Nice. Well, thank you. They're fantastic projects. I mean, youth are our future, and we have to embrace onto that. And we have to, you know, what people are interested in is to get people out, to get people into activities.
Yep.
And it's perfect timing, I think. You know, we're hopefully coming out of COVID.
Yeah.
And to get the community re-involved.
Absolutely. Again. That word, that I was looking for that word in English. Thank you so much. That's the key right now. Like, what I think we need to do for my organization anyways is to get the youth re-involved.
That's right.
We've been at a distance for some time. Like, we've tried to maintain the best communication possible virtually for a whole lot of time, and then we managed to be able to see each other for a short period of time last fall, which was amazing. Still wasn't how it was before. Obviously nothing's going to be how it was before, but we have to take the parameters we're given and use that as building blocks to build the new future.
Exactly.
And these projects that we're mentioning today is just like us thinking outside of the box, like what's never been done, what's super interesting, what's going to be captivating, what's going to have the community be remobilized and, you know, reintegrate that social bond that's been kind of like virtually you know, it's been absent
very much
over the last year. So well, mostly, I mean, obviously here we're really lucky, we're fortunate compared to, you know, the mainland where in big cities and all that stuff. Like I would have rather been here, like you know, like you wouldn't have twisted my arm, I wouldn't be in Montreal right now. But through that luck, you know, we still have to build on that and maximize the potential that we have with the, you know, yellow zone
that's
just
right.
happening in,
that's
you
right.
know, in a week or so. So yeah, it's, oh my God. Boom. Yeah. Boom.
Fantastic. Well, good. That's so great. Thanks again for coming in. Good projects. We look forward to hearing some more. And we'll chat again after you have your, some music coming out or after the first film.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me again.
Okay. Thanks.